You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio on a daily basis, seeking to give you the breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion. Truth. And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, today, a story that is not on the front page of the New York Times or the USA Today or even the New York Post. Friends, what is going on in a place in 2019 should shock all of us, and yet it doesn't. We need to shine a spotlight on it, and my friends from Christian Solidarity International join me right now to do just that. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough. Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. If you were to do me a favor today, and that is jump on Instagram and go in the search on Instagram, search for Christian Solidarity International, CSI. They have an Instagram page there, and it's the beautiful thing that I like about Instagram is that it allows you to take pictures and to, through pictures, communicate to people all over the world. And in recent months, CSI has been diligent to put pictures of the story that they are telling on that page. And if you were to go there today, you would see a number of pictures of faces, some that look rather gaunt, some that look as though they've survived a horrific, horrific trauma, some that look like they have endured immense sadness. You'd see pictures of long lines of beautiful women from the nation of Sudan in marching in one very cylindrical line that's just stretches for what seems like miles in some of the pictures. That's what you would see if you would go there today. What do all of those pictures mean, and what do they represent, and why are those faces sad or tired or a picture of survival in the way that it is? That's why I've invited my friends Dr. John Eibner and Joel Vanderspeck back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Dr. Eibner, somewhat typically, is not able to join us because he is oftentimes not within the United States. He is out advocating for the persecuted Christians around the world, and he joins us remotely. But Joel Vanderspeck is in studio, and gentlemen, it's good to have both of you here. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to be back.
Let me ask you, Dr. Eibner, because you've been around the longest. In 1995, CSI began to free what is now more than 100,000 people from slavery. What has happened in that region that there were 100,000 people enslaved to begin with in this modern era that we live in?
Right. Well, what happened was a modern-day Islamic jihad. There was a war in Sudan, and it wasn't just a conventional civil war between the northern Islamic Arab part of the country and the southern black African Christian and traditionalist part of the country, but it was transformed into a holy war, an Islamic jihad. And the government in Sudan used the traditional instruments of jihad that go back centuries as instruments of this war, which meant that they unleashed tribal militias that would come down often on horseback and on jeeps to raid the Christian and traditionalist villages in southern Sudan. And according to the rules of this jihad, they can kill, they can enslave, they can rape. All of this is legitimized when the opponent is a non-Muslim. And so in this jihad, this is what they encouraged people from the north to do. And in addition to killing and raping, they took thousands upon thousands of men, women, and children, mainly women and children, as slaves to the northern Sudan, where they had to work for nothing. They were generally abused, both physically and psychologically, in horrible ways. In most cases, they were forced to practice Islam. Some resisted and didn't accept Islam in their hearts. Others became, especially children, taken away from their mothers. In many cases, simply were raised to think of themselves as Muslims. So this problem was going on from the mid-1980s all the way up to 2000, before there was a peace agreement. And so there are thousands and thousands of southern Sudanese Christians and traditionalists enslaved. That jihad came to an end, but there was no mechanism for bringing the slaves back. And so there are thousands and thousands who remain enslaved, and moreover, they reproduce. The women slaves, the women who are enslaved, girls end up being raped, they have babies, and they end up as a part of the slave community that needs to be liberated.
And that's part of the real evil of the jihadist plan, not only to enslave and to rape, but then to reproduce and to, in many ways, continue to propagate the Islamic idea through those offspring. Joel Vanderspeck, you just came back from visiting Sudan, and if I understand correctly, this was the first time for you to observe what CSI is doing, and this is, of course, one of the things that they have been doing the longest. But what touched your heart? What did you see? What did you feel that the slaves that were being liberated were experiencing?
Right, Kevin. Well, I've been involved in nonprofit work around the world for over 20 years, and I've never seen anything like this in my life. First of all, the scale of the amount of suffering people have been through, but then also just the joy of liberation, seeing people, hundreds. As a matter of fact, when I was there some weeks ago, there was over 417 people that were liberated from slavery. And as you mentioned, some of those images are up on our social media feeds. But I remember meeting a book, for example, and she just had an amazing story of being liberated. But she remembers the day that she was captured. The raiders, the jihadists, murdered her husband. And then instead of killing her, they decided to keep her as a slave. They put her on the horse. They marched her. They brought her to the Muslim north, where she was enslaved for over 20 years. And as Dr. Eibner just mentioned, that many keep their faith alive in Christ. And that was a book story that she, while being forced to pray on a daily basis as a Muslim, at night she would pray to Christ. And she said this. She said, I kept my faith in Jesus late at night. When no one else was watching me, I would pray to God, asking him to take me back to my homeland and to my people. And just some weeks ago, a book was freed, and I met her at that great celebration that we had for the freed slaves.
Right.
One of many, 400 just on that one occasion, who were freed.
Well, it's really amazing, friend, when the liberations take place and they finally reach the South Sudanese border, and they go to this place that CSI has set up for them. They are shown love, and they're allowed to tell their story. And some of it's hard for them to talk about. Some of them have not had really any formal education. If they were taken as particularly young people, oftentimes the slave master's children are allowed to learn, but the slaves' children themselves are not. And so there's just incredible need. But one of the things that I'm always reminded of is that when they are finally aware that their liberty is real, that they've been given a freedom, and now they can go back to their families, to the places where they were taken from, sometimes being reunited with family members, sometimes going back to places that they don't know anything really about, but they understand that now their life is theirs. It is like literally being born for the first time. It's a new life. It is a starting over in a way that is truly, it's just one of the most difficult things to try to describe. And that's why, friends, we're asking you, will you help us liberate 96 more? Now, there's a process to this. We're going to talk about the Underground Railroad. There's negotiation that has to take place. There's secrecy that it's all kind of kept under. But when a slave is liberated, There's a way that that can happen, and we would like to help liberate 96. There are 96 on the list that we know of that could be liberated if we are able to help CSI do this. 877-882-0792. It involves a cattle vaccine. It involves giving them all of the tools that they need to start their life over, and it involves us caring. 877-882-0792. If you want to call right now, $250 liberates one slave, and it is not a cash for people transaction. We don't do that. It is a cattle vaccine per slave transaction. We'll explain that when we continue as well. 877-882-0792. Call right now. Liberate one today. $250. 877-882-0792. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents the greatest rescue story of all time.
Who exactly is he?
He's a miracle worker,
a healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
The original stage production is returning for one last encore season.
He is alive in us, and he can live in you too.
Jesus, live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Well, now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans a call. Home values are up, the housing market is strong, and interest rates are still low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you'll deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this complex process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134.
Upper Room Christian School in Long Island invites you to their 38th annual open house on Saturday, March 23rd at 10 a.m. Upper Room Christian School offers a K through 12th grade education and works to create a loving, spirit-controlled academic environment. Come to Upper Christian School's open house on Saturday, March 23rd at 10 a.m. and tour the campus and meet their incredible teachers, fellow parents, and alumni. For more information, visit urcs.org or call 631-242-5359, extension 201.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. I want to invite all pastors to join me on Friday, May 24th at AM 570 The Mission's annual Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village, featuring Dr. Tony Evans of The Alternative. Enjoy delicious breakfast, breakfast and fellowship with other pastors while visiting vendors in the ministry exhibition. Be inspired by an incredible keynote address from Dr. Tony Evans and join in a time of worship led by Daybar of Bethlehem Cathedral in Queens. At AM 570 The Mission WMCA, we truly appreciate all pastors and the work you do for your church and community. The dedication that you have carrying out the mission of the gospel day in and day out does not go unnoticed by us. We hope you can join us at the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast on May 24th. Tickets are complimentary for pastors and their guests. Listeners can also purchase tickets for $15. Register for your tickets today at am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com. The 2019 Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by the law firm of Capel, Barnett, Madelon, and Schoenfeld and the Deaf Bible Society.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, and one of the things that I love about this audience, and I love about the reality of partnering with AM 570, The Mission, and Christian Solidarity International, is that many times the good work that CSI is doing inspires our listeners to go above and beyond. So Joel walked in just a few minutes ago before we were on the air, and he's like, Kev, I've got some good news for today's broadcast. The first 20 slaves that we are able to liberate, if in other words, if we can liberate 20 slaves in this hour, there is a private donor to Christian Solidarity International, actually lives in the New York area, loves the work of what we're doing here, has said that they will match up to the first 20 slaves liberated this hour if you call right now, 877-882-0792. It's $250 to liberate one Sudanese slave. 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. And we're going to get into how that works. Dr. John Eibner is with us, and Joel Vanderspeck is also here. Joel runs the U.S. operations, and Dr. Eibner is overseeing of the entirety of the international work and the advocacy. I often talk about, gentlemen, the kind of two-pronged approach that CSI is involved in. Joel, you're heading up that stuff that happens on the ground and kind of the immediate instant reaction, and John does a lot of the interfacing with the U.N. and the world governments, and it requires both to try to solve some of these issues of persecution, does it not? John?
You mentioned, Kevin, initially what we're doing on the ground, actually physically liberating slaves.
Right.
That is really important. But there's another important achievement in CSI. I already mentioned that in 2005 there was a peace agreement.
Right.
That happened because of our advocacy work. We spearheaded a campaign in the USA that gained political traction, and it ended up prompting that time President Bush to launch a Sudan peace initiative that resulted in an end of the slave raiding. As I say, it didn't free all of the slaves, those who were already captured, but it stopped the raiding, stopped the jihad, actually, in its tracks. That happened because of hard work in Washington, meeting with people. At that time, we worked closely with, say, Senator Brownback, who is now the U.S. Ambassador for Religious Freedom.
Right.
Or the late Chuck Colson played a really important role in approaching Karl Rove and President Bush and Mike Gerson, people who are senior people in the administration, to get them to launch this peace initiative. So we work on most of our issues at both levels, helping in a practical way on the ground, helping the victims, being with them, standing in solidarity with them where they are, providing immediate help. And then also we try to fundamentally change the situation, and we were successful in the case of Sudan.
Yeah, and sadly, it doesn't always work out that way. Joel, I know you and I spoke earlier in the year about Nigeria and the pain that's going on there. Sudan is one of the places, though, where you guys have had a lot of success. 100,000 people have been liberated from slavery. Joel, you were just there, and one of the things that I know that happens when the slave is freed is that they get to sit down with someone from CSI, and they get to try to transcribe the story of what they've gone through. Mm-hmm. Introduce us to somebody that you met in that process, because these stories are truly inspiring.
Absolutely, they are. And what a privilege it was to hear people's stories, like Anouk, who, when she heard the Islamic raiders attack villages in her area, she tried to hide in the bushes, but they found her. They took her captive, and for 8 days, she struggled to walk on foot in the scorching heat through the Sudanese terrain, forced to keep up with the others who were enslaved or faced beatings or even death. And at the end of that arduous journey, there was only more misery for her as she was enslaved to a Muslim family. And she said throughout this living nightmare, she remembered comforting herself with prayers, Christian prayers and praise songs that she remembered from her church in South Sudan.
Wow.
And at night, she quietly sang those songs. And as I interviewed her, she repeated, she sang back some of those songs.
Oh, wow.
To me. It was so beautiful in that sort of East African rhythm. And one of the songs, the lyrics said, hallelujah. Of course, I understood that word in the rest in her Dinka language, which was translated to me. We love to hear the voice of the Son of God. And she always prayed that she would hear God's voice to give her that strength and that hope to endure all of those years. Well, after over 12 years of enslavement, she was overjoyed to be liberated because people like the donors here in the United States cared enough to free Anouk. And today she's free. She's back with her church community and her family.
That is such, and friends, that's what you make happen. When you call 877-882-0792, in this hour, the first 20 slaves that we liberate, if we're able to liberate 20, there's a private donor to CSI that's gonna match all 20. So we could conceivably liberate 40 slaves this hour if we take advantage of that matching gift. 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. When you think about the excruciating pain that they go through, Dr. Eibner, I know that you and I have talked for years about the inhumanity to our fellow human beings. But when you think about the women and children that are captured and that are taken in, I mentioned something in one of the little ads that we had running before today. And I talked about one of the stories I knew of, Abuk Tantan, and some of what she had gone through and how her slave master had actually said if she wanted to be a good Muslim wife, she was going to have to circumcise herself. And they didn't have anything sterile for her to do it with. So she was given the rusty lid of a tin can and told to go down to the creek and to take care of it herself. She got sick from the infection and she nearly died. Imagining that kind of cruelty over such a long period of time, there has to be a certain level of hopelessness that you would think people would naturally fall into. And yet, story after story after story that CSI is able to discover is that these Christians from South Sudan never gave up hope. They never stopped believing that someday God would do what he would with them.
Indeed. Well, this is what really has inspired me over the many years that I've been going to South Sudan and working with this problem. On the one hand, one faces this terrible suffering. You hear story after story. You see terrible things. You hear terrible things that on the face of it should make one very, very despondent and depressed. But I never come back from such encounters feeling depressed, because one encounters a community that has the will to live.
Yeah, and the hope that Jesus Christ gives them. We're going to pick up on that thought when we continue, Dr. Eibner. Dr. John Eibner and Joel VanderSpeck with us in studio, 877-882-0792. Come and be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel. The Stand With Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December the 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 570 The Mission, WMCA, for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more, all in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Go deep into God's Word and find direction for living the victorious Christian life. Join Pastor Victor for Redeeming Love, brought to you by the Redemption House every Tuesday evening at 8:45, right here on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Spring is almost here, and with it comes the start of engagement and wedding season, which means it's time to visit our friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds to pick out the perfect engagement ring and wedding bands. And Anu has an amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving up to $500 off wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. So if you or a loved one is looking to get a ring by spring, go to Lord's Diamonds. Anu will help you create a one-of-a-kind custom engagement ring. Give her a call at 212-789-8500 or visit them online at lordsdiamonds.com. She'll treat you to impeccable service that you will not get anywhere else and will work with you every step of the way to create a beautiful piece designed just for you. Set up your appointment to get your dream engagement ring and up to $500 off wedding bands today. Call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500 or visit them online at lordsdiamonds.com. That's lordsdiamonds.com and get that ring by spring. This segment brought to you by MyPillow, featuring Mike's Giza Dream Bed Sheets. 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and use code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, we say all the time, if you want to make a difference, it's really up to you. You can choose to take knowledge in and hear things about issues and events in the world, and you can choose to not do anything about them. You can choose to go about your business and pretend as though the world is just going to happen anyway, or You can take that information and let it shape your heart and say, God, what are you doing in my life? Is this something that I should be paying attention to? And friends, today I hope that every one of you are leaning forward into the radio doing just that right now. Because with Dr. John Eibner and Joel Vanderspeck in studio, my friends from CSI, an organization that I personally believe in, an organization that I personally give to, what we are doing now, I consider to be one of the most important and one of the things I most look forward to doing with you each year, helping to liberate people from physical, sexual, spiritual slavery and into a brand new life. Dr. Eibner, before the break, we were just talking about how you've seen the worst of what these slaves go through in coming back from the North. They tell you their story, but you've never come home without realizing that there's great hope because they never give up hope. Their faith in Christ is steadfast. Those that have a faith, some are reintroduced to the faith of their childhood when they come back to CSI. But just expand a little bit because we ran out of time and I didn't want to cut you off.
Yeah, well, there's a a spirituality, especially about those who were Christians and come back into faith communities and find their faith strong. But generally in the southern Sudanese community, whether people are Christians or not, there's an amazing belief that they have a future. If you want to find depressed people, you know, walk around New York. there are no shortage of depressed people where there's actually an abundance. And it's amazing to me to find that this community believes that it can survive this, that it survived many things in the past, and it's not a depressed community. Of course, there are some individuals who break, some people
sure,
who crack.
Sure, sure.
Some people who have been Islamized and will go off and never come back to their own community. But when you speak about a community as a whole, it's really very inspiring. And I can see this poor, largely illiterate community surviving well into the future after the lights go out in the Western world. And we won't survive. we're not made to be survivors psychologically or in many ways physically, as dependent as we are on the modern world. And you see this basic survival instinct that is quite remarkable and very uplifting. And as I say, I never come back depressed. I always come back ready to carry on the work. If I ever get depressed, it's encountering people here in the Western world that don't care, that can't be bothered, that don't see a future for themselves. And but it's these Southern Sudanese people that have been a great inspiration for me, and it's been a real privilege and honor to be able to stand in solidarity with them.
Well, we are thankful for your perspective on all of that. Friends, the phone number is 877-882-0792. And again, Joel Vanderspeck brought the great news just before we went on the air that for this hour, if we can liberate through our coordinated efforts together 20 slaves, and the cost per slave is $250, and I'll tell you what all is included in that in a second, but if we can liberate 20 this hour, a private donor to CSI has stepped up and said, I will also liberate an additional 20 people just for the church in New York responding to the challenge and saying, yes, we want to be part of bringing this freedom and this reunification to the Christians of South Sudan. 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. What happens to the slaves once they've been liberated? Let me walk you through that for a second. We've talked about the little encampment where they come to. It's usually a beautiful place. Maybe a tree or a creek is nearby, and they're able to have some quiet. There's some staff interviews that happen and photographs that are taken of each slave. They try to capture their story. They try to understand where that person came from, how long they were enslaved. They try to help them on a spiritual level. Sometimes they encourage them to remember the Bible songs that they learned from years ago. But there is always, at a point in that gathering, a huge celebration when they are then given their survival kit, which includes things like a mosquito net and a blanket and a tarp to help protect from the weather, water containers, cooking pots, a sickle, fishing hooks, food rations, things like sorghum grain to help them get through a year's worth of need, but also seeds to plant future crops of sorghum. It's a very hardy grain. It's very good. And then there's the opportunity for them to eventually leave that place and go to the place where they were originally from. And through the network that is there, there are people that help them find their way back to their home village and church. Friends, it is a wonderful experience, and you play the vital role. 877-882-0792. Call right now, 877-882-0792. Kevin McCullough Radio, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use that promo code WMCA. That number again, 800-506-2641. Promo code WMCA.
Timothy Christian School in Piscataway invites you to their next preview day on Thursday, March 21st from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Timothy Christian offers a pre-K through 12th grade education with excellent academics and intentional character development, taught by caring teachers in a safe environment. They prepare your child for eternity by laying the academic and spiritual foundation needed to succeed. Visit Timothy Christian's preview day on March 21st. For more information, visit timothychristian.org. Prepare your child for college and for life.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Well, now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans a call. Home values are up, the housing market is strong, and interest rates are still low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you'll deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this complex process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134.
It's tax season, and there's no better time for a fresh look at changing your financial future. Learn how to trade stocks. Tradeway can show you how from Christians for Christians in a fun and informative upcoming two-day event, March 22nd and 23rd at Nyack College. It's $99.95 with a full money-back guarantee. Come with a friend. Call Tradeway to register at 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? Worse yet, how many customers are your competitors stealing from you because they are? The vast majority of the population is on social media nearly every day shopping. Does your business have an effective selling presence on social media? We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Everywhere I go, I say is it all, always on my road, I'm still New York.
Yeah, if it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
That phone number, if you have not yet called, 877-882-0792. There's a matching challenge underway. If you're able to help us get to that number of 20 slaves released, liberated this hour, there's an additional 20 that will be liberated by one donor in particular. It's a New York-based donor for CSI, loves what we're doing, and wants to be part of it, and wants to encourage encourage you to be part of it. And that's why they're using their resources to do just that. In fact, that is one of the wonderful things about what I love about this audience is that you constantly challenge each other. So you'll hear about something that's good. One of you will step up and say, hey, you know, I can do a little bit more right now, but I want to use that gift to help encourage others to do more. And so it's a mutual challenge within our own community to say, hey, let's push one another to do even more good than we've done in the past. And what we're trying to do right now is liberate 96 slaves that are in the process of having their liberation negotiated, their path to freedom plotted out, and those resources that I mentioned in the last segment, all the things that come in that bag of hope prepared for each one of them. Joel, you were just there. Joel Vanderspeck's with us. You were just there, and you just saw this firsthand. And one of the things that that you were captured by was the resiliency and the kind of I don't know, kind of miraculous spirit of the people. But mm-hmm. Take us inside that celebration when the singing occurs and the reality finally sets in that they have been truly freed.
Well, it's a beautiful sight to be seen, Kevin. I mean, hundreds of freed South Sudanese gather together in one place, and we have a celebratory meal together with them. And the walk back, which is 10 days plus,
yeah,
overnight, just so they can stay safe and not get recaptured in those Muslim areas.
Because until they get to South Sudan, they're not really back to safety.
Correct. Yeah. And that's why they're walking only at night. But along the way, they begin to start singing some of those Christian songs, those that are from the Christian community. They start recalling them. Many of them have not been able to speak to their other Christian tribal
friends
yeah. for many years. So it's a reunion just as they walk back of seeing people from their own Dinka tribe and singing some of those Christian songs. So when we meet them in the South, the joy on their faces is amazing. And just to see that they have freedom again. And the stories are amazing of just asking them, what do you look forward to? What do you want to see happen now that you're back, now that you're free? And of course, their first answer is to see their family members.
That's right.
I want to see my mom. I haven't seen my mom. I haven't seen my dad in 15, 20 years. I can't wait to see my siblings. So the very basics of life that get reestablished for them. And as you mentioned, we provide that survival kit for them, farming equipment.
They've got to be blown away when they see that because these people have not had any possessions for their whole time in enslavement.
And they've been forced to work on other people's farms and not even enjoy the produce or the food, only just the scraps of food that fall from the table, the families that they serve. So for them to start their own farm, so we empower them to do that. And there, just a sense of hope to be able to provide for themselves, a sense of freedom to have those tools to start their own farm, to have a goat, which is the beginning of a farming economy where they'll breed their farming animals, and then just have that life back again.
Well, I remember, and John, you may remember this as well, but I remember when Pastor Heidi had been visiting with us in a past year, she was talking with one of the girls that had been liberated, and they would say to her, "Oh, Buna, thank the Christians in America." And Buna is the word for, I guess, aunt or great respected lady. Pastor. But they would say, "Oh, Buna, thank the Christians back home." And then they would say, "And don't let them forget the ones that are left behind." And I'm curious, is that still the theme of the ones that are coming out of slavery? Do they say at the camp, "Joel, don't let the Christians in America forget that there's still more to come. Let's get all of them out."
Absolutely. They do say that, Kevin. And as a matter of fact, some of the ladies that have been liberated have had their children taken away from them. And they raise their children until 3 or 4 years of age. And then the Muslim slave master takes the children away and to some other area. So they're saying, "Please go back, find my children.
Right.
Find my my friends who are still left there." And they know that the people in the United States can be the answer to the prayers of our brothers and sisters in Christ who have been praying year after year after year for freedom.
Friends, you want to be an answer to prayer in someone's life, liberate a slave in Sudan. It just doesn't get more practical than that. Dr. Eibner, you've mentioned a few times in our talks together over the years that the slaves that were left there kind of due to the negligence of the global powers. They had the ability to tell them, "You have to return the slaves. But they kind of, while they ended the slave raids, and no, those aren't happening anymore, they did not instruct those in this country. So we in the West have been part of the problem. We've allowed it to continue to hatch. And as they've had children, there's more slaves there now than there have been in years past. The need is more critical than ever before.
Yes, the slave population actually grows because the women and girls who've been captured are usually raped and have more children, and there has been no international mechanism for bringing these people out of slavery into freedom. It's only through CSI and those who support us. We cannot rely on Washington or the UN in New York or the European community or the great humanitarian institutions. These people have been abandoned in slavery. The complications of creating a mechanism involving the government of Sudan, this Islamic regime in the north, are too complicated, and the people are frankly regarded as worthless. The powers of the world have no interest in them. They're poor, illiterate people. They can stay enslaved. And if they are going to be freed, it's up to you and me, Kevin, Joel, and your wonderful
the church.
Listeners.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, there's 8,000 churches listening to us right now here in New York City. And friends, those of you that are listening, you know that if one church each liberated one slave today, we would liberate 8,000 slaves. We know of 96 that are currently under negotiation, 96 that have had the offer made to the slave master. Will you take this vaccine for your cattle in exchange for the life of one of your slaves? Will you give us one of your slaves if we give you this vaccine? They're willing to do it. Will we provide the vaccine? Will we provide the bag of hope? That's really what your $250 goes to help in each one of these cases. So if we just had one from each church. And friends, in addition to that reality, there's this challenge, this listener that has said, we're going to step up and do another 20. If you guys can do 20 today, come on, let's make that challenge happen. 877-882-0792.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco and Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Enjoy an evening of incredible music as the Nyack College School of Music presents Yesterday, Today, Forever, a concert of classical, contemporary, gospel, and sacred music on the stage of David Geffen Hall, Lincoln Center on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This amazing program will showcase the extraordinary talent of NIAC's gifted students. Featured NIAC performers include the chorale accompanied by the string orchestra, the gospel choir, and the jazz ensemble. The NIAC College School of Music performances at Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, and internationally are a NIAC tradition and span several generations. These performers have gone on to become composers, conductors, educators, and recording artists. Don't miss a night of great music and talent at the NIAC College School of Music's
Yesterday, Today, Forever concert at David Geffen Hall, Lincoln Center on April 12th. Visit them online at nyack.edu for tickets and more information.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, just a few minutes left in this hour-long challenge, 877-882-0792. We are so excited, and we don't want to stop short of what that goal is. Friends, if you can help us hit that 20th liberated slave this hour, we need you to call or go online. AM570themission.com, click on the CSI banner, 877-882-0792. That allows you to make your gift and for us to engage this matching gift from this very generous anonymous donor that is a CSI fan. He loves what CSI is doing, and he is trying to encourage us to do more as well. Joel, real quickly, because we're short on time in this segment, the most memorable interaction you had with a freed slave in Sudan just a short time ago.
Right. Well, I remember meeting Buck Tang, and she told her story of being abducted when she wasn't even yet a teenager, and there was six captured from her village. Three refused to go with the jihadists. They were all killed. Tang's hands were tied to the horse that dragged her along up to the Muslim north. And she said, "Before I was captured, I went to church, but the slave master Muhammad forced me to pray like a Muslim. He threatened to kill me if I talked about Christ or about church. One day I told him I was going to church anyways because there were some churches in the area. He tied me upside down, left me in the sun all day. He ordered me to look straight into the sun, forcing my eyes to be open. I couldn't see for days after that. I still suffer from dizziness." And she said, "But I'm so happy to be liberated. The slave retriever told me we're all going back to South Sudan, and I was so happy when I was walking, I couldn't even stop myself from laughing out loud."
Oh, wow. Dr. Eibner, your final thought. Why are people listening today, members of those 8,000 churches across the New York area, why should they pick up the phone right this minute and make that call?
Well, they need to because of Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. We know that this is what the Lord wants for his people, and we are his instruments.
Mm.
And if we don't do it, it won't be done.
That's true. This is not an outside job. This is not something that any other relief group is focusing on. This is Christians. This is Christians focusing on the need that these Christians have. And friends, your gift makes that difference. And there's only a matter of minutes left in this hour. I do not want this matching opportunity to go to waste. 877-882-0792. Joel, you'll be back in studio with us again tomorrow. And Dr. Eibner will, of course, speak with you again in the days to come as well. But thank you both, gentlemen, for being here today.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Friends, right now, don't let this moment go past. 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792. If you get a busy signal there, jump online. AM570themission.com. Click on the CSI banner. AM570themission.com. Click on the banner that says CSI. 877-882-0792, and we'll see you next time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time.